All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie on this Monday morning. Big show today. It'll include Ray Dittinger at 7:30 reacting to yesterday's game, and Seth Joyner at 9 o'clock in studio with us for an entire hour. We'll also get a NovaCare injury report on some very notable injuries the Eagles suffered yesterday. We'll get to that soon. But let's actually just ourselves first dive into the Devontae issue. So let me say this. Let me play C.J. Gardner-Johnson first, and then I'll give you my thoughts. Here's C.J. G.J. after the game on the Devontae hit.
Man, that's the dirtiest I ever saw in football, bro. Y'all obviously saw four progression was stopped. I mean, for them to take a cheap shot on one of our key players, it goes to show you what type of team that is.
All right, so I agree with about half of what he said, but not the main point he's saying. I don't think it's the player's fault on the Saints at all. It's the referee's fault 100% the whistle hadn't blown. Devontae catches the ball at the 36. He is struck by the guy. Now, is it a hard, tough, brutal hit? Brutal. He is struck by that player at the 31. He is stopped at the 36 and begins to go backwards. 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31. The whistle still hasn't blown. Devontae Smith's injury is 100% on the officials yesterday that didn't blow their whistle. It was he might miss time. I mean, that was brutal.
Oh, he was out. Fred Johnson said he was out cold.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was really hard to see. That was tough to watch, and I blame the refs 1,000,000% on this one. Blow the freaking whistle. That's why you got it, man. It's like a referee in boxing. You have a responsibility to protect those in the ring.
Right.
And those referees did not protect him. Referee, umpire, you know what I mean. All the people with the whistle, they didn't do their job.
And Devontae Smith is like a piece of iron.
Oh,
I mean, he really is tough. He didn't have a chance when you hang him out to dry like that. He was stopped. He was going the other direction. He was hit in the back of the head. You know, That was unbelievable.
It was awful. All right, let's get more on this and some of the other key injuries yesterday from Dr. Ryan Schreider from, of course, the NovaCare with the Temple Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine, the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Segment, and Dr. Schreider joins us right now. Good morning, Doc.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
All right, so Doc, we appreciate you joining us here. I wish there wasn't so many injuries to go through, but let's try to move through them. Devontae, the concussion. If a player is knocked out cold, and as Rhea said, that's been stated, what could that mean? I hate to put it in football terms, but I will. What could it mean related to 6 days from now when the Eagles have another game?
Yeah, great question. I think the fact that they have the long week this week is good for Devontae and good for this diagnosis. Being knocked out or having a loss of consciousness can be part of a normal concussion or a mild traumatic brain injury.
Jeez.
That can be normal. Obviously, there's some other more red flag or more emergent diagnoses, and I'm sure he's getting taken care of by the medical team. Probably game day, and then especially this morning, he's going to be reassessed each day and see how he progresses. But yeah, I agree with you. That was a tough hit. I mean, there's an inherent risk every time he steps out on there. But oof, I mean,
brutal.
I agree. He couldn't. I think the big thing was he couldn't protect himself. I mean, he took the first two hits, but that second, whatever that third hit was, that was head to head, and he went down pretty hard. But
Lane Johnson left with a concussion also, and Fox Sports reported he was vomiting on the sideline. Mm-hmm. That must indicate a higher level of severity if that's happening
or
correct?
Not. You tell us. Yeah, if a guy's throwing up, does that make it generally worse?
No, I don't think it's a grade. It's kind of how it's more about the symptoms that he's getting. And some of those symptoms can be accentuated at the initial contact, vomiting, loss of consciousness. Those are the, higher, red flag type symptoms, but they're assessed, they're looked at. Vomiting can be a sign of increased pressure into the brain. So again, I wouldn't be surprised if particularly both of those guys had further imaging, whether that's a CT scan either yesterday or certainly today. And I'm sure they were checked on. I mean, that's a long plane ride from New Orleans back to Philly.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things. It's just I hate talking football. And you know, let me just say this. I've said this before in the show, but I'll say it again. I thought one of the most fascinating phone calls, Doc, I had it on the air was about 15 years ago. A caller called up and said, "I wish when you guys talked about concussions, you called them something else, because concussion almost sounds like a weak term for this." Just say the guy suffered a brain injury yesterday.
Yeah,
Devontae Smith suffered a brain injury yesterday. He may play 6 days from now. And, like, it puts it in a starker term. You
but
know what
also,
I mean?
Doc, it seems like these brain injuries that our players suffered yesterday were more severe than what I'm accustomed to seeing, like on a run-of-the-mill Sunday, because of these symptoms that we are now aware of. You know, the vomiting, the unconsciousness.
That's brutal.
I mean, that has to change the level of severity in everyone's mind.
Yeah, no. It's still a spectrum of diagnoses, and it's sometimes the worst looking concussions can improve quickly. Sometimes a mild, you know, a guy that hits his head, kind of getting tackled on the back and hits his head on the turf, can take upwards of 2 to 3 weeks. These guys are hydrated well, they eat healthy, they are top, you know, athletes, and I do think they'll recover. But yeah, when it comes to our brain, I mean, every concussion, even each player's concussion, can be completely different. That just goes to shows the mystery of
big time.
Our brain.
Look, we've seen that. We saw it in some of the notable hockey players the Flyers have had through the years. Doc, let's get one more in here, and that's Britton Covey. So, doesn't finish the game, arm in a sling in the locker room after the game. What are the chances a player with an arm in a sling without knowing the injury plays 6 days from now?
Yeah.
So crystal ball, I'm guessing it was probably an AC sprain, a acromioclavicular sprain, so a shoulder separation. And they can be graded. Usually it's like a grade 1 to 2, sometimes 3. And they can be extremely painful, and they're treated non-surgical. If it was a fracture of the clavicle, like a collarbone fracture, that's maybe a different story. But those are pretty painful as well. You could be looking at a couple weeks for from a shoulder separation. But if it's a fracture, it could be a little bit longer. But my bet would be a shoulder separation, so an AC. So hopefully, maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, I can tell you all about an AC separation, Joe.
Good Lord. Not fun. All right, Doc, we appreciate it. Dr. Ryan Schreider, orthopedic surgeon at Temple Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine, who specializes in sports medicine, including all these concussion stuff we're talking about. For more on Dr. Schreider and all the other doctors, templehealth.org. That's the website, templehealth.org, the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Segment. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, my man.